You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
So we were talking earlier this morning about whether you're going to take your kids out this weekend for trick-or-treating, if you're going to wait till actual Halloween on Tuesday. It's so confusing.
Right. It's a mess.
But one of the things we do know is that on Tuesday, we are wearing our costumes to work. And I am so unhappy with my costume this year.
Oh, that's too bad. You're such a party pooper.
I'm so unhappy with it. And we can't say what it is.
No, we can't.
Jeremy and his wife bought it for me.
Nicole picked it out for you.
I know, and that's why I got to be careful. You guys won't let me be the astronaut again, for the fifth year in a row.
So burnt out.
4 years I've been the astronaut, though, right?
It's time to change it up, man.
I could do an even. You make it five and be, you know.
Do that on your own time, okay? Sit at home in your astronaut costume.
You know, Nicole, I guess, bought this costume for me at Costco.
Target.
Oh, Target.
Yep.
Target.
She got me one, too. So.
All right. Well, we will post photos, obviously. Maybe even some. Well, Facebook Live, maybe.
Sure.
Our costumes that are coming up next week. But because of that, we wanted to talk a little bit about Shannon, our producer. And I got to see a picture of what she's going to be wearing this year for Halloween. And would you like to, Shamalama, explain to our listeners what you'll be?
Do the honor. I'm a Ouija board.
Yay.
Yay.
But it's not like you cut out like cardboard and you're like a giant
board
game.
That would have been a really creative.
No, it's like a sleek, like.
It's a cute little dress.
It's so Halloween because it's a sexy Ouija board.
It's a cute dress.
It's a dress.
And then I'm doing my makeup with like the yes on one side and the no on the other. And I don't know what the name of the.
Oh, that little mover?
That you, like, move
yeah, that
around
mover.
On the letters is, but I paint that on my face.
The little control thing you put your
what
hand on?
What is that called?
I don't know. I've never
I was
done
just
it.
Reading
Look it
more.
Up, Jeremy. yeah, that's what I'm
planchette?
Being.
Is that what it's? Plan?
Sure.
Chet? I don't know.
Let's go with that.
Anyway, it's just an excuse for guys to get their hands all over you. We know why you're wearing
all
it.
Over
we
my body.
Know why you're wearing it.
They're hoping that you spell out yes.
Yes.
That's what they're hoping.
But,
and Shannon will spell out for sure.
I'm in.
Yeah, so, but Jeremy says he's a little creeped out by the whole idea of
I'm
a Ouija board.
I'm against the whole costume because, yeah, the Ouija board freaks me out. Freaks me out because that is your direct path to the afterlife and bringing demons into your world.
Do you think it counts if it's just a
bad things will happen?
Do you think I'm bringing demons into the into my
could be you could
personal
be.
Life
or some like sexual predators maybe so be careful.
Jeez.
Yikes.
Yeah, be careful where this turns here.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Ouija board because everything I see and that I read, like bad things will start happening if you use it because it opens up the door to evil. Is the gist of it. I don't
or
trust
good.
Anything that's spelled like it doesn't even, it's not even spelled like Ouija board. I don't even trust that.
Yeah, is it even pronounced? Everyone says Ouija board, but it's not spelled that way. There's an A on the end.
Right.
Shouldn't it be Ouija board?
I also do not trust when I'm reading, where to go, like how to dispose of a Ouija board. You need to break it into 7 pieces, pour holy water on it, and then bury it. I don't trust that game at all, you guys. I keep it away from me, all right?
I've never done it though. Have you done it?
Well, obviously no.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought you might have had a bad experience.
I don't even want to be in the same room with a Ouija board because then that's somehow spirits will connect with you and ruin your life.
My God.
It will.
What if a spirit connected with you and did wonderful things for you?
Mm-mm. You never hear about those
stories. Why do we automatically assume that a spirit is evil? What if a spirit is very good?
No, not with the Ouija board. The good spirits connect with you in other ways. I think the Ouija board brings in the evil spirits.
Well, you don't know. You've never done it,
though. This is what all the movies tell me. And everything I see on Facebook. Okay?
I guess if there was a pleasant experience, it wouldn't get spread around in, like, pop pop culture, would it?
At all.
It's like, oh, I did a Ouija board.
And Grandpappy reached out to me and told me where he buried the money. No, you never hear that. You're like, I played the Ouija board and then one of my children died or something. That's what happens.
Jeez.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Dang.
But that's what you see. I'm serious. I'm stone cold serious here.
Stone
you guys.
Cold.
Stone cold.
Serious.
I'm like a wrestler. I'm stone cold.
What if we open up phones? And we said you can call us with your story of your experience with a Ouija or Ouija board. What happened?
Yes.
And then
maybe I don't know.
I'm nervous.
I might have to leave.
Are you scared of that too?
I am, because it could like connect over the phone then into us.
Oh.
Really?
I don't want to.
Like, if they open the door to a evil spirit in their life and it's following them around, it could go through the phone lines into us.
So what you're saying to me is that by talking about this, we could have access to the seventh level of hell.
Correct.
Just through phone calls.
Correct.
Let's do it.
Let's for sure do it. 303-691-1649. The seventh level is my favorite.
I call those all staff meetings. anyway,
more true than funny.
I'm just getting stories about things that happen.
Well, sure, but you know, the thing
I'm
is, what if somebody does that and something wonderful happens? Like some spirit comes along and turns all the lights green for them. What do you think of that?
Dom. Don't be ridiculous.
What if they do the Ouija board and they come home and their house is completely vacuumed? Everything's vacuumed and dusted.
Everything. The Tupperware's sorted.
The spirits have come in.
And
cleaned the toilets.
Painted the exterior.
That's right.
All my Christmas decorations are up. Thank you.
And new gutters have been hung from your house.
No.
All the leaves are raked. How do you know, though? Because what if there is like a, what if there are spirits out there who are just, they're pissed that they're not able to do yard work anymore, and all they're looking for is you to bring them in.
Is a good mower?
Right.
Where's your mower?
You don't know.
Oh, I know.
Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So what's your story?
So when my dad was little, a girl had been murdered in his area, and him and his friends played with the Ouija board, and it spelled out the name of her murderer, and 2 weeks later, they arrested the guy that killed her.
Based on your dad playing the Ouija board, they're like, well, apparently his name is Harold. We gotta go. We just go arrest
Sarah's
him.
Sarah's dad said so.
Hey, there's a Harold down the street.
That's
Let's get him.
Sorry, my dad told me.
Harold's like, what the heck? I wasn't even around.
What are we talking
I was in
about?
Jamaica.
Oh, my God. That's the way it works out in my mind, anyway. That's how I see the story.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if my dad went to the police or something, but yeah, they definitely arrested the name that was spelled out.
Thanks to your dad, an innocent man was executed.
Lots
way to go,
for
Sarah.
Life, yeah.
I hope you sleep well tonight. Have a good day.
Bye, Sarah.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Next up is Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi.
So what do you have for us?
So back in college when I was going back to CSU, I was with a group of friends and we got an Ouija board and we went down into the basement of our dorm building where they had study rooms and we're fooling around and I didn't believe anything that happened or whatnot. But then a couple days later, I was doing a Bible study with this lady and I had told her about, you know, messing around with this Ouija board and how it was funny. And her reaction just completely scared me. She got really upset and she was like, oh my gosh, like you shouldn't have been messing with that. Like you need to go pray to God and like never touch an Ouija board again. Like you might have a spirit attached to you. Like
that's
it's
right.
The thing you're seeing me.
They cling on to you.
But wait a minute. But what you're saying is you did the Ouija board and nothing happened until you talked to another person and then they're the ones who reacted.
Right, right.
Well, then apparently the Ouija board didn't do anything.
Did you get rid of the Ouija board?
I told my friends, I personally never have experienced or tried to mess with an Ouija board again because I've looked more into it.
Like but nothing happened to you, though.
Well, she was one of the lucky ones, Dom.
I barely escaped. I did my Hail Mary.
Did you bury it and burn it and do all the things you're supposed to?
Break it into pieces? She took it to Goodwill.
No. Oh, no. You're supposed to bury it.
Jessica, I'm glad you called. You have a great weekend, all right? All right. Thank you for the call. Go Rams. Here's Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to the show. So what do you want to say about this?
So about 25 years ago, my cousins and I were playing with the Ouija board. Her house had been kind of
having weird things happen, and we were playing around with Ouija board a couple of weeks later, and we were talking to the spirit, and we asked his name. He said, "My name's Fred." And we're like, "Well, Fred, show yourself." And then our lights went out.
Duh.
We saw a silhouette. Yeah.
You saw a silhouette?
We saw a silhouette of a young man walking across her big bay windows that overlook the city.
It was a pizza delivery.
No, it was, and it was Fred.
No, but after that moment, Fred was never being mischievous in the house again. It's like we cleared the house.
So you set him free.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you set him free from the spirit world and put him into ours. Why good job, Steph.
Why did the lights have to go out to do that? Wouldn't you have been able to see him better?
I guess so. It was just a silhouette on the windows. It was just really bizarre.
That's creepy. I don't like that at all.
Stephanie, thank you for calling.
Their house was no longer haunted after that, so it was just
It's because he left. Right. You evicted him.
Went to deliver a pizza to
Fred.
Somebody else. Stephanie, thank you for your call. We really appreciate it.
They still released something. I don't like that.
Here's Kelly. Good morning, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So what's the story?
Well, it was probably about 40 years ago when I was doing the Ouija board with some neighbor kids, and it was all bad. We all started experiencing, like, really bad stuff. We had a...
Like what?
Somebody... Well, okay, so my
Nothing
neighbor...
Nothing too bad.
Come on!
No. My neighbor, her grandma died. I personally fell out of my dad's truck as we were rounding a corner, and it was just bad. I tried to get...
Wait a minute, and you're
Ouija
blaming
board,
all of these things on the Ouija board? Maybe grandma was going to kick
grandma
off anyway.
No, grandma could have lived another 20 years.
And you might have fallen out of the truck regardless.
It was a new truck.
Why would a spirit want to push Kelly out of a truck?
No.
Because she
was
messing
bad.
With their world, Dom.
Yeah, I tried to get rid of the Ouija board about 4 times.
Yeah, what happened?
It kept coming back underneath my bed. So finally,
That's your brother.
Don't laugh.
Every single time.
It's your brother doing that.
It's the spirit. It's the evil spirits.
Oh, my God.
It's the shoving spirit. Don't poke fun. It'll come through the lines, man.
Kelly, listen, thank you for your call. We only have time for one more. It's Ellen. Good morning, Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What can you tell me?
So I actually have a good experience.
See, thank
probably
you.
Probably the only one, apparently.
You take as much time as you want because I believe you.
It's just a matter of time.
You. Well, speaking of belief, that's part of it, is I don't happen to believe in ghosts, so that partly might be why I don't have a problem with the Ouija board. So what happened was I was in high school with some friends, and we got out the Ouija board one night, and we were playing it, asking the ghost, like, oh, who are you, or, what do you want with this world? And the only thing that we got out of it was it wanted muffins.
Muffins?
Muffins?
Who doesn't?
Okay.
This is getting
so. Did you leave muffins out like you do for Santa? Did you put out muffins and milk or anything like that?
We didn't, because I don't think we had muffins in the house. And, we were all like 14 and we're like, I don't want to ask my parents to drive me to go get muffins or, something silly. So
we got to run. Listen, we got to wrap up. So with Ellen, nothing bad happened except the spirit was
hungry. Spirit. Who in this life was gluten-free and they just wanted muffins.